Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss lifestyle shifts due to COVID.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the shift in lifestyle, given the circumstance and the climate, given COVID and the pandemic. There are different things we've had to do to shift our lifestyles to accommodate the concerns and challenges there. What will continue to perpetuate past this pandemic as a lifestyle change or shift?
Well, it's going to be interesting because certainly we as a society have learned to stay apart, to be masked, to stay 6 feet apart, to do a whole bunch of different things that are contrary to social acceptable behavior of the past.
That's true. And we have a choice. When we have a choice again for how we work and play and live again, what will we choose? I've heard the quote, innovation is not born of a dream. Innovation is born from a struggle. So we're learning new things about how we can navigate our lives with different priorities.
Yes. I try to equate that to the type of property that I'm involved in, the buying and the selling of real estate. How's it going to impact income properties? How's it going to impact investment-oriented decisions? It's an interesting process. The market has yet to really clearly define itself, in my opinion.
It's true. I think in housing, there's been some intuitive shifts that people are trying to decide whether they do it permanently or not. And one area is considering life's too short to be apart from my family. Seniors in senior living are not allowed to engage with the family. And that's been a price that people feel has been pretty high to pay.
Well, not only that, those that are in senior living, assisted living, etc., are being locked up in their room, not allowed to contact others within the facility. And the term cabin fever or stir crazy is now absolutely applying to a number of seniors who really enjoy and need the social contact.
And they chose that community living because of the community, for example. So there's that population of family. Then there's a population of grown children who had to come home from college or right out of college, don't have the employment base they thought they would going into this adulthood world. So they're going to be moving home or need housing temporarily. So houses need to be able to expand and contract given the generations around surrounding the owners.
And it's interesting because that absolutely causes a change of lifestyle. Can you get used to having your kid back in the house now that they're an adult?
Hopefully not permanently, for a little bit. Two queens, one throne in my house. Bingo. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.